Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. This is the 15th day of November, moving right along in time, and we are going to get into a very interesting discussion tonight on the subject of the land of the eagle. We're going to talk about the establishment of the United States of America and its greatness and its power. And its divine appointment. The things that basically a lot of times are overlooked by those who seek to find its faults. We've got a lot of faults in America. It's not America's fault. It is those who control America. The dollar bill, I'm going to talk about the symbol of the eagle on the dollar bill. If you look on the back side of a dollar bill, on the front side, you'll see our founding father, George Washington, and you'll see the green and the red fibers. Actually, the dollar bill is made out of a blend of cotton and linen, and if you look closely, you'll see that it also contains red and blue fibers made of silk. Isn't that wonderful? On the front of the bill is the seal of the United States Treasury, and the top feature scales, which are said to represent justice. Well, praise Yahweh. So much for justice today with the Federal Reserve. The center shows a chevron with 13 stars representing the 13 colonies, and the key that you see is the symbol of authority. So then, we've got a lot of symbology in and on the front of a dollar bill. Let's go to the back. On the back of the dollar bill are the two sides of the Great Seal of the United States. It was designed by several committees. The first consisted of Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Not bad company, I would say. If you actually look at the dollar bill on the backside, on the left side, you will have what is the pyramid. And you have in the place where, if you see the capstone there, it's purposely separated from the main body of the pyramid. Now, the main body itself is 13 acres. And this 13 acres represents the 13 colonies, which represented the 13 tribes. And we're going to try to show you exactly what tribe actually had the birthright for America and its preeminence and its divine destiny, all written in through the contract of the Bible. And the symbology that they put in here all represents, for instance, the pyramid represents eternity. So the United States is to represent a nation of power and justice and authority forever. Now, that's on the left side. On the right side is the seal. Of the United States and its representation there. The Great Seal is on the left. And the seal of the United States, the 13 colonies, is the symbol of the eagle. Now the eagle is facing left toward the pyramid. And toward the left, actually it'd be the right talon, which is the olive branch. So the right hand is an extension of our peaceful intentions. We're always facing to the right where the olive branch, now the olive branch represents the house of Israel as denoted in Romans chapter 11. This is the olive tree nation. Now, the olive tree nation, of course, was Israel, but Israel was scattered abroad in 721 B.C. The Israelites, the 10 northern tribes, were conquered by the Assyrians. The Assyrians kept us in bondage for a couple of hundred years and then dealt kindly with us. As we began to multiply in numbers, they released us or set us free. Actually, they were our ancient brothers from the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So they dealt wonderfully with us and released the 10 tribes, northern tribes. And the 10 northern tribes began to cross the Caucasus Mountains. That's why we're called Caucasian. If you're Caucasian, you're white. And this journey has a history behind it that is incredible and fascinating. We're going to talk about that in the next four series, possibly five. We could do the whole week in this series of tracing the migration of the 10 Northern Kingdom tribes all the way over to America. America is the farthest extent west. Now, there's something very interesting on the dollar bill also. If you look at the pyramid on the eastern side, where the sun actually began to shine on the face of Jacob, the morning that he awakened by sleeping on the stone. Now, this stone is reverenced and cherished by the sons of Jacob, Israel. But if you'll notice, the dark side of the pyramid, which will be the left side facing, as you look at the dollar bill to the left side, you will see the shadow side of the pyramid is facing west. That means that the initiation or the beginning of the kingdom of the United States of America from those that came from the east. They always continuously kept their face going toward the west into the dark shadows of the unknown, so to speak, in symbology, where we were strangers, where we were going to a new land. And as the kingdom is established in America in 1776, we find that the sun rose in the east. So the east or the right side of the pyramid is not in shadow. It's enlightened. The enlightened beginning of our forefathers to establish a nation of peace with power. The olive branch and the arrows, the 13 arrows in the talon of the right talon, or it's left because the eagle is actually facing us, so it'd be in that left talon. The left was a war readiness. In other words, we speak with the piece of the right talent, with the olive branch, which symbolizes the house of Israel. But we have our ability, as Moses talked about, we'll talk about this tomorrow night in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 33, the prophetic utterance, and Genesis 49, that is given the destination prophecy, as I call it, to the 12 tribes of the house of Israel, and we're going to specifically talk about 10 of those tonight. So the 13 arrows represents the 13 colonies or the 13 tribes, which would have a nation established in the last days, which would be a land of the eagle. And we're going to give the symbology of America. It's the only nation that has adopted the eagle as the seal. Germany used an eagle in its Luftwaffe, and the insignia of the Air Force was a German eagle. But this is the great American bald eagle. We're going to get into their habitat, native to this country. This country was filled with eagles when the original settlers came over here in the 1600s. This nation was abundantly filled with the eagle. One of the most majestic, it is the elite, most majestic bird that flies in the heaven. It only eats what it kills. It only hunts for its food. And the nature of the eagle and its eaglets, as she builds her nest in the crag of the upper rocks, and she lines that nest so expertly that it's a comfortable little home for the eaglets when they're hatched out. And the parents of the eaglets, they hunt. And they supply the food, mostly fish and small game. The eagle is an expert fisherman. It's another symbol of the directive of the leadership of the Melchizedek priest who were to become fishermen of men. The eagle is a superior fisherman. And he only fishes or takes the fish from the top of the water. He never goes in and dives to the bottom feeders, which is the scavengers or the unclean. He only takes his meal from the top echelon of the gang fish, we call them, the fish that hit the lures at the top of the water. You'll never get, you'll never get your bottom feeders with your, top water lures. It's just hard to catch a catfish unless you fish for him on the bottom or fish for him in the muddy rivers. And so then it is another symbol of the cleanliness of the divine calling appointments of a people that would be very peculiar and zealous of the laws of our God. This nation was founded upon "In God We Trust." It's printed in 1957. It was added. It was on our coins. That goes back, if you've ever carried an American Eagle coin, a gold coin, it's called the Eagle. It is the favorite gold coin in the world, the most favorite, the most sought after. And it's stamped with the symbol of the eagle. Pure. 99.44% pure. Gold. In God we trust. As I said, the left side of the seal contains the pyramid. The face is lit, but the western side, as I've told you, has darkened, which may suggest that the fathers were symbolically demonstrating that we had not yet begun to explore the west. But in reality, it was the beginning at the eastern side. We came from the east, and then we settled the eastern shores of America. At Jamestown, Virginia. And then we began to go west. And then Thomas Jefferson purchased the Louisiana Purchase, which was Texas, California, of all the land west. One of the greatest business deals ever conducted, taken from the French with Napoleon, as Thomas Jefferson negotiated the final sale of the Louisiana, what they call the Louisiana Purchase, and all the land down the Mississippi and all points west. And so then this land, this dark side of the pyramid, on the left side of the pyramid, on the back of the bell are the two sides of the Great Seal of the United States, and it was designed, as I said, by several committees. The first consisted of Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, and it took 4 years to complete and another 2 years for it to be ratified or approved by the First Continental Congress. And so then, as we now go west to explore, the pyramid is unkept, dark on the left side, or the western side, signifying again that the children of Israel would begin the kingdom in the eastern part of this great wilderness nation, and then with their pioneer skills and their ability to explore, we begin to go west now. And the 230th year or thereabout of our existence as a nation, the pyramid represented, which was strength and duration, and a lot of people are predicting that the United States of America will fall, and that ain't going to happen. The United States of America is destined with covenant. The leadership or the direction that this country is going in is wrong. It has become a disaster, become liberalized. Our government supporting the agenda of the liberals, communist agenda, the multicultural agenda, the opening of our borders agenda, to flood this land with strangers and aliens. That's the agenda. To drive out the originators of this country and those that built it, the Irish and the English and the Germanics and the Scandinavians and the Danes that came from the east, they came west, and they came to the farthest point west where we now have the great Pacific Ocean laying offshore to our west. We have the great Atlantic Ocean in the east. And these two oceans surround much of our border that is now established as the United States of America. The original 13 colonies, now complete with the great oceans, where we would be noted as shipbearers, commerce, traders, blessing and lending to many nations, and that has gone over 200 years that we were blessers and lenders. Never has there ever been a debt of any magnitude that the United States has loaned to the lending or the borrowing nations, as we are the lender. We have never recouped or recovered any of our aid or help that we have given the foreign countries, particularly Europe, has been a recipient, and now Israel is a major recipient of our aid. But we are a mighty country. And now with the leadership that has come in since 1913, when we were declared a bankrupt, and the Federal Reserve entered from 1913 to 1933, when we had the New Deal by the new president, Roosevelt, a well-known Jew immigrant family of the Roosevelts. And they brought in the social liberalized agenda for this country, and this country has never really turned back since then. Now we're supposed to be, we've elected a president that is supposed to be in the conservative Republican side, which he got overwhelming the evangelical religious Christian right vote. And yet we are still following the liberal path of abortion, killing our unborn, no right to life agenda supported by our government. It's a cosmetic support. There's no real bondified, gentified. And now the homosexuals and the perverts are protected with rights in this country and laws to protect them. And now we can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance as we carry the money in God we trust, but we cannot say in public, in our schools, in our places of learning, we cannot acknowledge the one Hebrew God of the 13 original founding members of the House of Israel, where this nation became a haven for the lost sheep of the House of Israel. The Father tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 28 that we will be blessed as long as we obey His commandments. But it says that when we wax cold and turn from His commandments, that He will bring in the stranger and the beast of the field and man, three different species, to rule over us and to chastise us with the whips of scorpions as they sting our tails and our backs as we're bent over the harvest row, gathering the goods of our nation and giving it to the hand of our enemy that rules over us in the Illuminati form and fashion of the Federal Reserve and the international banking concern that rules us lock, stock, and barrel. It is a shame that we have drifted so far apostate, got away from the covenant principles of Christianity, and we've become steeped in liberal, multicultural, Judeo-Christian, lukewarm, cosmetic, addressing, having a form of godliness, but denying the enforcing power of a nation that loves its creator more than it loves the liberties as the pursuit of happiness of a multicultural humanist approach to this nation. Matter of fact, those who bring their strange gods to this land have more right in our schools and universities of higher learning to express their God than we can our Hebrew God, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are no longer permitted to praise, honor, or point toward in public because we may offend someone. Strength and duration in the pyramid and an eye, an all-seeing eye, sitting inside the capstone, which is the ancient symbol for divinity and long used by those who favor the ideal that we are Jacob Israel. A lot of people say that these symbols are and have long been used by the Masons, and the Masons really designed this. We know that Franklin was a Mason, but Adams and Jefferson was not. And we also know that neither of these two men, if you really want to know the truth, these men were not, their committees were not chosen as the originators of their design. So then there was not one single Mason that represented our Congress, because it was Charles Thompson, Secretary of Congress in 1782, that told Congress that the pyramid represented strength and duration, and an eye sitting inside the capstone is an ancient symbol for divinity and long, long used, as I said, by the Masons as a symbol. But Franklin, who was a Mason, but Adams and Jefferson weren't, and so then that means that there was no Masons that were instrumental in approving the design of a Federal Reserve note, or our tender exchange, if you will, exchange of just weights and balances, as it started off, and then we went to the Federal Reserve note, and now these symbols are copied over. Maybe then we have some Masonic influence or overlay in for those things which we strongly suspect may be of the New World Order or the Illuminati. A lot of speculation has gone into that. But you can believe one thing, that the eagle was not picked because of Franklin, because he wanted the wild turkey. But the bald eagle was chosen as our nation's symbol for victory. The eagle fears no storm, will fly into danger to protect its own, and it is strong and smart enough that you go above the storms that are raging, and he has no crown. This is the perfect symbol, considering that our nation is to remain humble with our hat in our hand, symbology as the American bald eagle, the only bird in any country that has this divine symbol of taking its covering off its head and approaching as an humble people before their God, and only God should we fear. We should not fear man. But now we are fearing our government. We are suspecting, and rightfully so, some of the things that's transpired. Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, Waco, 911, the towers, the World Trade Towers. So many questions that have not been answered that are now imposed on the conscience of America. Where are we going? Are we going to bankrupt this nation? Are we going to exhaust its the eagle holds both an olive branch that is considered a peace offering, and arrows, which represents its strength to bargain without weakness. This illustrates our sentiment. We want peace, but we are prepared to fight and defend it. The eagle's face originally faced the arrows, but President Truman ordered it turned toward the olive branch after World War II, that we would seek peaceful solutions and no longer bathe our nation and its soldiers in foreign land with the blood that run red before causes that are now being questioned. There were 13 original colonies in America, like I said. And that's why there are 13 stripes on our flag and also 13 steps on the pyramid. Isn't that amazing? 13 letters in the Latin above it. 13 letters in E Perlimbrus Unum. 13 stars above the eagle. 13 plumes of feathers. On each span of the eagle's wing, there's 13 bars on its shield, 13 leaves on the olive branch, 13 fruits, and 13 arrows, representing the 13 tribes of those one people who had one God, the God of the ancient Hebrews, and most importantly, placed in the center of the dollar bill, again, are the words, "In God we trust." In the language of our forefathers, the language of America, and the language of its future. As we strive to place the symbology in proper order, to know that our Creator established us for a purpose. Now, if you would look at the description of the many kinds of eagles, like I said, only the bald eagle, and there were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of eagles in this native land. It's called in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, the eagle that would take the top branch in the cedar of Lebanon. Lebanon is an eternal, evergreen, prosperous, healthy, vital tree. And it was the eagle. No other bird represents so great a nation. It was the great eagle, the bald eagle, I do believe, that took the top branch. And as Yahweh spoke in the book of Isaiah to the identification of a nation and a faraway land that would send its ambassadors and sea vessels. This is translated as bulrushes. This meant water drinking vessels or vessels that run on steam. Here in America, they were designed and built. And we became a nation that took our goods to foreign shores and fed the world. We became known as the breadbasket of the world. We are the fulfillment of the blessedness that God prophesied in Jacob Israel. And only one nation fits that description, and that is America. No wonder that there's little doubt the fact that Yahweh prospered our beginnings. Our founding fathers were given wisdom enough to place upon the great seal of our nation. And the translation that he prospers our beginning to the eastern side of our nation and to the shady side, which is now in the sun is setting on America. We are in the last days when there shall be a cleansing of Ezekiel chapter 38. We're going to get in that in the last part and show you that all these strangers that are coming into this land are coming in for a divine purpose. You may be weary with them. You may be aggravated, stressed, pondering, doubtful, skeptical, and all the above, but let it be known, our Father has a plan, divine, that after the chastisement of Israel, after we bow our head and come back with our hat in our hand, as doth represents a bald eagle, to remove our headdress in the presence of our Creator, in humility and humbleness as depicted by the great eagle. We are a nation of prosperity and peace. We are a nation now that is in disarray, divided, and perplexed, and hated, and all the other nations, almost exclusively. We have a name now that most people spit and clench their teeth in doing so. And all the nations that are scattered around the earth, America is losing fast her prestige as a ruler of all the nations of the earth. Now, this is for a reason. It's not because her greatness will diminish. She will be stronger in the end when she's tried, washed, and comes clean. And she will. When you churn milk, cream comes to the top. Our nation will be cleansed. We will return to the old path. We will once again acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and liberty and freedom. And we will sing, and our shores from shore to shining shore, we can sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound when we return to our Hebrew God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh, the Hebrew name for the great creator of the universe, Yahweh. But he chose a people out of this earth, a small band of people, and promised he would bless them and give them a covenant and a land to become a vision of our founding fathers, who when they came here, they knew that the 13 nations were established for the 13 tribes. They knew that there was a divine providence and a destiny of prophetic proportions unequaled in the history of time to form a nation of one people from the 13 tribes of the Lost House of Israel. And this is how this nation was established. But since then, we have let down our guard. We have become slack. We become pursuers of wealth and pleasures and seeking the things that we do. And we have left off by sending men of corrupt minds, liberals that have money to be elected, and only those who are exposed to media, which is the agenda of the New World Order, to put their man in positions to rule over the elite of Jacob Israel. And the Father has permitted it as a curse to persist upon our backs the scars of blind Samson. And until we grow our strength back in knowledge, my people are destroyed, he said, for the lack of knowledge. So tomorrow night I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the fishing capabilities of the eagle and how it trains the eaglets to fly in the fluttering motion above the nest and the simulation flights of the little eaglets as they dance around in simulation of the parents as the mother floats above the nest. And also by the time that she built her nest for her eaglets to hatch, she now has begun to dismantle the nest, and at the bottom of the nest is the thorns. And at the bottom of this nation, on the final episode, in the west as the sun goes down, when we will finalize and seal the fate of America, we will be subjected as the little eaglets dance in mock imagery of its apparent above it, simulating the flight of the eagle. They stretch their wings and they find that they can lift their little bodies upward by the strength of the wings. And this goes on until the wings are strong enough. And at the bottom of the nest, when they jump up and down, is the thorns that pierce through the thin nest. As the mother expertly removes the layers of comfort and makes it an unpleasant place for the little eaglets. And that's exactly what the Father will do in the last days for America. We will have to step on or walk with a thorn in our feet until we stop and appraise the situation and leave the nest of our pleasure and begin to look at the vital issues of what brought us here and kept us strong that will return us to our preeminence, and we will take back, whether it be political or whether it be other means, we shall achieve greatness and stardom because we will replace those who have for filthy lucre sold out to concerns that does not have the best interests of America at heart. And we will return to the old path. And we will mount up with the strength of a trained eagle in flight. And as we go hunting for the solutions, rather than talking about our problems as we dance on the thorns of this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, every time you turn on the radio, every time you turn on a news broadcast, it is sound and brass and a tinkling cymbal of the naysayers, the problem presenters. None have solutions. Our solution is take to the flight of spiritual wings toward our Father and draw nigh unto Him, and He promised that He would draw nigh unto us, that we could launch out into the deep as the little eaglets. When they get to bouncing up in the eagle's nest and the thorns become so penetrating into the soles of their little tender feet that by sheer pain they jump higher, and then they realize that they're out of the nest, but their little wings are not strong enough to carry them in the air currents that is swirling around the nest. And then they begin to fall helplessly toward the earth. And the mother, in her unique skills, flies under the eaglets with her outstretched wings and captures the little eaglets in flight with cunning craftiness and expert mobility that the mother eagle demonstrates her power to teach her children to fly. Somebody has told us that we're not eagles, that we're barnyard chickens, and that we should scratch with the chickens for a meager living with usury as the worms of our steady diet, that we have to eat the usury that someone has imposed upon us illegally. And they have gotten fat. off of the ignorance of the little eaglets that do not know that they're not barnyard chickens, but they're eagles that are ready and willing and can, by changing our mind or changing the condition of our mind, to think in terms of an eagle, the eagle kind, rather than the chicken kind, to follow something in a barnyard and wallow in the manure of a chicken environment, when we are the eagle kind, that we should mount up. And ladies and gentlemen, I now see the little eaglets that are being born today for the next generation, dancing on the top of the nest, high in the crags of the rocks, becoming weary of the thorns that are piercing us, and a daily exercise as blind Samson grinding daily at the usury wheel of international Canaanite power, that we are not barnyard chickens, that we are the clean and the mighty and the majestic eagle, and that we should take off our covering of ignorance and veil ourselves with the mantle of mercy and grace, and let it meet and kiss each other in our presence, and teach us to be eagles and not barnyard chickens. And therefore, the founding fathers were given this vision and the wisdom to see this symbolism in our very beginning. Did they prophetically know that there would come a time, as prophetically uttered by some of our founding fathers, that if we let a certain people into our country, that if we became lukewarm, that if we ceased to be defenders of our borders and to govern the people that come in here after its kind after kind, and yet someone come in and taught us to be barnyard chickens? And ladies and gentlemen, you know very well that the nature of a flock of chickens without a rooster will appoint a hen to crow in the barnyard. But there's going to come a time when Mother Eagle is going to fly over the barnyard, and she's going to give the scream not of a chicken, but she's going to give the scream of a mighty parable, our born eagle. And as the scriptures tells us in the book of Isaiah, we shall mount up on the wings of an eagle and come to a nation and return it to its greatness and its power and its majesty and its glory. We read the last chapter, we win. I repeat, we read the last chapter of the book and we overcome. We overcome through sacrifice. We overcome through dedication. We overcome through prayer and fasting and a returning to the old path, where we acknowledge one creator, Yahweh, the first and the last, the Alpha Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. We begin this great nation in 1776 with a constitution of a people united as one people. This people was the blushing descendants of the mighty eagle, our father, who took the top branch and the cedar of Lebanon, the White Mountain, and established a place, a covenant, a safety, a refuge, and as we went through from the 1800s, where eagles begin to be hunted for their feathers. And because they were a nuisance to the pioneers. And then when guns were invented, those who sought to thin out the eagle population to where they became almost extinct, but there was a protection clause put upon an endangered species. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel now is an endangered species in its own country. We are fast fading. And our enemy, the stranger and the alien that filled the land, is becoming the norm rather than the exception. Israel, who used to be the norm, has become the exception. We are now dwindling in our flocks because we've paraded in the barnyard, not exercising our faith unto godliness, listening for the crow of the rooster when the rooster should be listening for the screams of the eagles. It is time to return to eagle form. It is time to put on the whole armor of the eagle, the breastplate of the red, white, and blue, and remember what that flag and what that symbol and the symbology of the eagle, who has been trained to think as a chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, Chicken Little, please stand up. Take off your chicken image and go back to your natural instincts of the mighty eagle, and we shall prevail. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Shepherd's Call, 100.3 FM on the Rock tonight, and going up to our satellite link into internet downloads and micro broadcasters wherever that they are online with Micro Broadcasters Federation. It's a cooperation of a co-op of those interested in preserving the end time truth to change our image from Chicken Little to the mighty eagle. Join me in the top branch. We're headed that way. Take your flight out of the barnyard of a new world order and fly into the kingdom that will overcome. If you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. And the zip is 37824. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to email me, buddy1@centurytale.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. The numeral one, not the letter. And if you would like to view our website, just email me and I'll be glad to send it to you. Sister Sherry is working on archiving our messages, and we have several up there that you could listen to at your own leisure or own time by setting your own pace and picking a time to go up and listen to our archive messages. Or maybe you could read some of the materials that she has posted there for the lost sheep of the House of Israel. To, for, and about the House of Israel. That's what we're all about. Looking for a people, becoming eagles of fishing for the eagle kind, not the barnyard kind, not scratching in the manure in the sewer where those who rule over us would have us to be. Well, we are not the manure scratchers. We are those who take to the air, and we do our hunting from the air. And so, put on your eagle's wings, ladies and gentlemen, and let's mount up. Let's take back and claim our country. Let's do it one person at a time. Let's inform. And that's what our message and mission is all about, to inform our people in the last day, to awaken to them that are thirsty, to them that are hungry, that they will launch out into the deep and become fishermen of men, to take the symbology of our great nation and the pride that was in its conception and make it more mightier in the end than she was in the beginning. Because our Heavenly Father, the same yesterday, today, and forever, does not change. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's never started anything that he wasn't big enough to finish. He started America, and he will finish America as the eagle kind, not the barnyard chickens that we've become. We must change, and we must take to the air the spiritual things. We must acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall fight our battle. For it is not by power or might, but by his spirit, which pierces even the dividing asunder of the joint and the marrow of the bone, and is a discerner of the very thoughts and the intents of the heart of the Illuminati. The Father is not ignorant what they are doing. And you won't be either if you'll mount up and fly with eagles. They'll give you the rest of the story. Praise Yahweh. Well, I guess I'd better be mounting up here and getting on back to the hills of Tennessee, where we have an eagle habitat here in the Smoky Mountains, a restoration here in the Smoky Mountains of the eagles, protecting the species. We're coming back, ladies and gentlemen. You can't keep a good eagle down.
I'm going to go to the hospital.